Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have reached out for a definition or an explanation of what ableism is. You hear this term a lot. I didn't really hear the term much. I knew it existed. It existed before the last couple weeks. But in the last couple weeks, we've heard ableism, ableism, ableism. And it's something that has been actually in our vocabulary for a little while, but you might not have known what the term was. And the reason why this term ableism has come up is because the race between Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Dr. Oz for the Pennsylvania Senate is starting to hit its final stretch, and it's starting to get kind of nasty. And so there has been accusations that Dr. Oz's camp has been conducting ableism when it comes to Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and his stroke diagnosis. So ableism is basically any bias, prejudice, or discrimination against somebody who has a disability. Now, as I said, you knew that, you know, existed. That's been, you know, there's sexism, there's racism, there's anti-Semitism, so there's ableism. So ableism is a discrimination against, or a bias or prejudice against somebody's abilities or being disabled. Now, what a lot of you don't realize is that you could be committing ableism and not realize it. So obvious, very obvious acts of ableism is calling somebody a name. You know, there are terms that people would use for people who suffered with mental... For example, if you call somebody crazy, that could be considered ableism if they suffer from mental health issues. If you park in a handicapped parking spot and you don't qualify, if you use the term handicap, handicap is not a term we use anymore. We don't use that. We don't use somebody who's physically challenged. We don't use those terms anymore. Disability might actually end up being revamped in terms of that term, because disability is connoting a lack of ability, whereas they're trying to, with ableism, not have people that might have certain medical conditions marginalized. So it's going to be a struggle even for those who are trying to not commit ableism. Have you ever used a bathroom that was a stall for disabled individuals and you used it because it was the only one available? Yeah. Now, have you ever worn a perfume or cologne, like you usually do, but walked into a workspace or a building that needs to be scent sensitive? We had a patient once that said they need to know what our carpets are cleaned with and what is the chemical used on the tile, because they have a scent sensitivity. So I purposely didn't wear any perfume or body spray. I wore deodorant, and I told them, I go, I forgot and I put deodorant on. And they're like, okay, well, then I can't come in. And because I didn't have that accommodation, that could have been, a check mark in the, I might have committed ableism that day because I put deodorant on. And I forgot that a deodorant, even though it's unscented, can still have a chemical that could affect somebody who's sensitive to that. So it's a challenge to try to not be ableistic. These are some other examples that accessliving.com suggests as ableism. Let's say you choose an inaccessible venue for meeting or event, so it excludes some participants. What if you have somebody who suffers from PTSD and it's auditorily triggered and you don't want to keep them out? You don't want to not invite them to the party. Like, look, we're going to the club. We want you to come with us. We don't want to exclude you because you're trying not to commit ableism. So you're inviting them, but you're inviting them to a venue that could trigger them. That's then considered ableism. They say if you use someone else's mobility device as a hand or foot rest. So if somebody is sitting in a wheelchair and they're not using the foot rest, and while you kind of cuddle up close to them to talk to them, and then you put your feet on their foot rest as you whisper to them, that could be ableism. If you frame a disability as tragic or inspirational in news stories, movies, or other popular forms of media. So like Forrest Gump could be ableism. If you cast a non-disabled actor to play a disabled character in a play, movie, TV show, or commercial. If you make a movie that doesn't have closed captioning. If you talk to a person like they're a child or talk about them instead of directly to them. Well, that's obvious. You don't say, he's right here in a wheelchair. You don't do that, okay? That's, you know. If you assume people have a visible disability to actually be disabled, so you can't assume. If you ask a person, here's another site said, if you ask a person, what's wrong with you? This is something that I got myself in trouble with because I didn't get myself in trouble, but I'll have a friend of mine that I might run into at lunch or dinner or whatever, and they're limping. And I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you? What happened? But they might have a disability, like, let's say, spinal stenosis, that's now causing them to limp. Now, even though they might not be offended because I'm their buddy going, what happened to you? What's wrong with your leg? Don't say it that way. All right? Somebody might have a disability. So this is where we are with ableism. And like I said, I don't know if now movies like Forrest Gump or Rudy, was it? Or I don't know about all these movies that were inspirational if they get canceled. But there's, you know, we are redefining and looking at some of the things we do as probably being discriminatory. And that's what ableism is. 1-877, Dr. Sally.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the question I have for you, should medical students or doctors be political? Should they be social justice warriors? Should they fight the wrongs in this world? Or should they just stick to medicine? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what has happened at one medical school, the University of Minnesota, is when the students are doing their white coat ceremony, this isn't their Hippocratic oath. This appears to be their white coat ceremony. These students, all in unison, unanimously, have to recite a vow. And the vow is written by some of the students. So it's student endorsed. I don't know if it is encompassing all of students' feelings, but it's student endorsed. And when you look at the verbiage of it, it's very, political. So in the most recent one, they speak about their, they say we recognize inequities built by the past, present traumas rooted in white supremacy, colonialism, the gender binary, ableism, and all forms of oppression. This is the medical student oath at the University of Minnesota. They say, as we enter the profession with opportunity for growth, we commit to promoting a culture of anti-racism, listening, and amplifying voices for positive change. We pledge to honor all indigenous ways of healing that have been historically marginalized by Western medicine. And they say our institution is located on Dakota land. Today, many indigenous people throughout the state of Minnesota, including the Dakota and the Ojibwe, call the Twin Cities home. We also recognize this acknowledgement is not enough. We commit to uprooting the legacy and perpetuation of structural violence deeply embedded within the healthcare system. So in this particular oath, they talk about white supremacy, colonialism, the gender binary, oppression that happened to indigenous people, ableism, other forms of oppression. It might be very beautifully worded, and there might be some very good thought behind it. But medical students might be starting to dig a hole that they can't get out of. And gender binary looks at male, female. And we have now as a society agreed that not all individuals identify as male, not all individuals identify as female. But before we start to take oaths as medical students and doctors that we're not going to look at male, female, or maternal, or paternal, and we're going to get rid of those terms, we might need to address maternal fetal medicine and that whole field. Because maternal fetal medicine and all its structure and that institution is very much based on maternity. There's maternity wards, maternal factors, uterus, vagina, cervix. Also, it's based on the fetus being alive. And so I think what's ended up happening is people are trying to be so progressive that they don't realize that the institution might not be able to catch up, and you might actually start discriminating. When women have asked to not be looked at as objects or individuals with vaginas, and moms undergoing the breastfeeding and postpartum depression want to have that love and that female support, or they want a female provider and they don't want a male provider because of privacy. If we get rid of the whole sort of concept that there are men and women, women may not get to ask for somebody that they feel more comfortable being naked in front of. So these are things that medical students need to be aware of, and I think they're going to be overwhelmed. Our students have to study medicine. They have to, there's so much to learn. They need to learn Spanish, because a lot of their patients don't speak English. They have to learn so much. I don't know if they could, on top of everything they do, now try to manage, well, my patient doesn't want to be with a male provider. Well, we don't know if that provider is male. They don't identify as male. Or they're transgender. But my patient doesn't want to be naked in front of them. They want a provider. It may add a lot of extra challenges that I don't know if the medical students themselves are ready for. Another oath that had been taken by the same school, This was by the students who are the class of 2025. It's very beautifully written, and there's some beautiful things in it. But they say, I recognize that racism and discrimination have pervasive effects in healthcare today. Traumatic events involving police brutality, COVID-19, and climate change have illuminated the many inequalities that remain. I am cognizant of my privilege and social responsibility. I pledge to recognize and disrupt oppressive systems that allow the continuous social reproduction of disparities in marginalized communities. I pledge to be actively anti-racist. I pledge to be a mentor who fosters future generations that challenge inequitable and systemic biases. So, again, where I caution students is some of the changes people are doing in the name of climate change are discriminating against minorities. And we have people speaking up saying, look, you guys are pushing us to electric cars. The rich white folk can pay for those. We can't. You guys are pushing us to be more electric and be, we live in communities where the power is always out. We can't afford our power bill. And so when medical students are taking an oath saying they're going to fight against this, they're going to, you know, rebel against institutions, and they got a lot of work on their plate. I agree that doctors should not be racist, and they should make sure that if you have individuals waiting in a waiting room, that not one particular race gets picked over from another. Everybody be treated equally. That's a given. But I'm just wondering if they're going to accidentally become discriminatory without realizing it. So, for example, you know, when you vow that you are going to, fight against police brutality, all right, you know, sadly, we had an officer that was shot, you know, on the strip. The other day, we've had a couple officers in another city that was gunned down for a fake call. Somebody ambushed them. So you're going to have a lot of police officers as patients, okay? You cannot go into that police officer, just like we talked about with ableism, you cannot go in seeing that police officer with a premeditated bias that they are involved in police brutality. There are cases of police brutality, but you have to be careful labeling it police. That term might in and of itself be discriminatory, where it is brutality that can exist in facilities with inmates, with or during detention. Is it necessarily police? Is it corrections officer? Is it, your police officers need medical care too. The other thing that we have to be very careful of is, let's say somebody is conservative. If they look at that a certain way, they'll make it sound like the students do not want conservatives as patients. 50%+ of America might be conservative. 50%+ might be liberal. You have to be very careful with saying, look, you know, you are, it's one of those things where I think any student who wants to be politically active should. Any student who wants to fight for what they believe in should. This is a free country, but to make a class take a vow and they're a captive audience and they can't object because they just got into medical school. They want to get through medical school, so they'll say whatever. But to have these individuals basically admit to their privilege when some of these individuals might not be privileged based on their background, I think you're starting to kind of enter, I think it could be done differently, and there's a better way to do it. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Markets plunged on Thursday as investors regrouped for another hotter-than-expected inflation reading that ensured expectations for another interest rate increase from the Federal Reserve next month. Overall inflation climbed 8.2% in the year through September. On Friday, President Biden will travel to Portland, Oregon to stump and gather campaign money. Michelle Duncan on Fox News is the Linn County Sheriff. That's just south of Portland. She says Oregonians have become tired of the Portland mentality.
You know, you're hearing a lot about even Portland's tired of some of the things going on in Portland. And I think there's a lot of people throughout Oregon that are really hopeful that we get some reasonableness back into our government.
Two officers were killed and one seriously injured in a shootout that happened in Bristol, Connecticut overnight during a domestic disturbance call between siblings. Thank you for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this could be huge. And can I say it's about flipping time? I just don't want to get excited because every time we hear of these treatments or cures for cancer, we're like, okay, well, they've been saying this for years. But it looks like we're getting closer to having a cancer vaccine. Merck and Moderna have teamed up. Moderna, well known for their COVID-19 vaccine. Merck, known for their molnupiravir COVID-19 treatment. They have teamed up to develop a cancer vaccine based on similar technology used in the COVID vaccine. And this new shot is designed for people with high-risk melanoma. Now, it is in the second of three trials, and we will know more if and how well this is working within the next few months. So that's all, like I said, we can't necessarily get super-duper excited because it's still in the trials, but I love the fact that we're moving forward on this. So it uses the mRNA technology that takes a piece of genetic code from the patient's tumor, and then it teaches the body to fight off the cancer. So you know how the COVID-19 technology is, where basically we're given a code for the spike protein. That code gets into our body. Our body learns to make the dummy spike proteins. The immune system learns what the spike protein looks like, so when the real COVID comes in, they're ready to fight it. That's kind of what they're doing in terms of cancer. But it has to be the patient's personal cancer. So what they need to do is they need to take a piece of the cancer after it's removed. Then they need to teach the body to fight if they see any bit of that cancer come back. Then, if the cancer does decide to spread or come back, their immune system is primed to fight it. What's going to be, though, interesting about this isn't going to be a vaccine that you could walk into Walgreens for and say, okay, give me a shot so I don't get melanoma. This is a tailored immunotherapy for one's particular cancer. They also say this could be about $100,000 a shot. So this is not going to be easy and probably not going to be covered under universal health care or Medicare for All or whatever they're talking about anytime soon. So Daily Mail says that Merck and Moderna are going to share the production and commercial costs. They're also going to split the profit if this goes to market. The markets, of course, are excited. I haven't seen what happened. Hold on a second. I would really, really like to see what happened to the markets on this one, okay? I'm going to just pull up. I have some Merck and Moderna stock, very, very little. I had bought it before COVID, and it goes up and down. I don't like buy and sell, so it's been down. The stock market is down because of issues with inflation and recession, so we'll talk about that. But if I could just pull this up. For Merck, Merck has gone up 1%, Moderna 1%. Okay, that's nice, but that's not, you'd think it would have gone up higher with this sort of news, but it's been going down for a while. But that's not what I care about. I don't care about the stocks, because the stocks, as we spoke about, millennials don't have a lot of love for the stocks, and even though I'm Gen X, I'm very fearful of it. But what this means is we have pharmaceutical companies that are incentivized to make cool treatments. And I have been very concerned throughout all this time and all the vilifying of pharmaceutical companies and Big Pharma and Bernie Sanders and many liberals going after Big Pharma, such that all of a sudden the COVID comes and people are like, what? You're not taking the vaccine? I go, for years you've been anti-Big Pharma. Now all of a sudden you want us to embrace Pfizer and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson? Okay, what is it? Pick one and choose one. But what I have as a doctor have wanted is that these pharmaceutical companies not stop creating newer drugs. Melanoma is a scary son of a... It is one of the scariest cancers out there. And there's no rhyme or reason why some people live past age 4 and others don't. Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter, survived his stage 4 malignant melanoma. That is a miracle. But again, he had fancy schmancy medication, immunotherapy. If we don't want to have a death sentence when we are told we have a cancer, whether it's pancreatic cancer, esophageal cancer, melanoma, colon cancer, then we are going to need treatments. And who is coming up with the treatments? Is it Bernie Sanders that's making it in his basement? Is it Pelosi? Is it Senator Rand Paul? No, it's the pharmaceutical companies. So to see the pharmaceutical companies say, look, okay, we understand that we could take a loss. We understand, and I'm not saying, you know, we need to sing their praises. Trust me, pharmaceutical companies, have made lots of money. And I get that there's definite issues in terms of how our pricing is compared to other countries. But if a pharmaceutical company does not think there is going to be a return on investment, then we are up a creek. And for them to put this expense into coming up with this sort of therapy is huge. And so for me, whether this works or not, I am just glad that these pharmaceutical companies are keep going. So mRNA is now kind of the big frontier when it comes to cancer tech. And if there's a way for that to safely work, for us to teach our body what the instructions are, this could be huge. Now, some of you might say, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, if the person had the cancer, and then why do we need to re-inject them with it? Their body should already know. Well, a problem that I think we've had with cancer is, and I can't necessarily say this in scientific terms, but the cancer outsmarts the immune system. We have multiple cells that find cancer cells in our body all the time. I could have had 5 cancer cells today that my body decided to fight, God willing. Maybe it didn't. I mean, but, you know, when we have cells that go rogue, cells will, you know, multiply, they'll divide, there might be a abnormal DNA, and cells can go rogue. Your body is supposed to identify it and figure it out. Cancer has learned how to bypass the immune system. They have conduits, they have transits. They know how to, cancer cells, the ones that are successful are the ones that have evolved to be able to evade or to overcome one's immune system. So this is going to accentuate one's immune system. So it's a good question, but that's what's going on. Merck has paid $250 million to Moderna for joint rights. The two drug makers are now running trials. They actually formed this partnership back in 2016. And we'll see what happens. Melanoma is no walk in the park. When we come back, we're going to talk about Khloe Kardashian. Yeah, we actually will bring up a Kardashian every now and then. She recently had a tumor removed from her face. I don't know if it's melanoma. I don't think they've actually defined it as such. But she had a lesion removed. So we are going to review skin cancer in a second. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of the worst health stories that people find, surprisingly, are the ones where you see a picture of a spot that looks innocent, a little spot on somebody's face or somebody's body, and then you hear they had a rip-roaring mean cancer that could have killed them. And you go, okay, wait a second, I got spots. I got a lot of spots. And then you're like, well, now what the hell am I supposed to do? So, you know, this is one of the times when the Kardashians are in the spotlight and in the media that I'm actually happy they are. Because this is something that reminds us that we might have something seriously wrong on our bodies that we have been ignoring because it doesn't look like the typical bad spot or the typical bad skin cancer. So Khloe Kardashian, she updated fans that she has been wearing some pretty obvious bandages and, you know, covering up her face for a reason. Because she had a spot on her face that didn't seem to go away. It was actually a bump. And she thought it was just maybe a pimple or something that just didn't go away. Well, after having a few biopsies, they deemed that it was cancerous and that she needed to undergo surgery immediately. And this is on the face. And so she writes how she's grateful that Dr. Fisher was able to get everything. She said, all my margins appear clear, and now we are on to the healing process. So here we are. You'll continue to see my bandages, and when I'm allowed, you'll probably see a scar and an indentation in my cheek, but the tumor from the tumor being removed. But until then, I hope you enjoy how fabulous I'm making these face bandages look. So we don't really know exactly the type of cancer she had, but when she was 19, she had melanoma removed from her back. The fact that they immediately rushed her to surgery to get this lesion off her face makes me wonder if it might have been in the melanoma family as well. Now, it could have also been a squamous cell carcinoma. Squamous cell carcinomas can be pretty serious. Basal cell carcinomas are still cancer of the face, and they could still grow. Not as deadly. But also when you're talking about a face, you know, if it is growing, then the scar could be bigger. But with the way she's sounding, especially with indentation and all that, we are probably talking about a melanoma or a squamous cell carcinoma. So if we talk about melanoma here right now, melanoma is one of the deadliest of skin cancers. It affects about 1 million people living in the U.S., 200,000 new cases every year. Melanoma has caused multiple younger individuals to die. Or you have individuals such as former President Jimmy Carter, who had a melanoma and survived it, thank God. FDR, I believe, had a melanoma. Everybody says that he died from a brain hemorrhage from his hypertension. Could be. But one circulating theory is if you look at his pictures, you see a spot above his left eyebrow, and it gets darker throughout his later years of presidency, and it looks like a blotch. We think he had malignant melanoma that spread to the brain, and that's why he bled easily. So this is something that affects anyone. Most cases are caused by UV light that damages the DNA of skin cells. Then it prompts overgrowth. Melanoma is the melanocytes, or the skin color producing cells. Melanoma can be very vicious. Squamous cell carcinoma has to do with the skin cells, not necessarily the melanoma cells. It might grow a little slower, but can still spread. So if you want to improve a prognosis of melanoma, you got to catch it early. So with melanoma, we use the A, B, C, D, E, and F. And there might be more letters now, but I go through the A, B, C, D, E, and F. A stands for asymmetry, where one side is not the same as the other. Now, I know on Khloe, it looks like a perfectly round circle, but if you look at it up close, it was not a perfectly round circle. If you draw a line through it, and one side is not the same as the other, it's asymmetrical. That's what A stands for. B is the border. If the border is nice and smooth, discreet, that is even though cancer can still have a border, it's a better sign because cancer is chaotic. Cancer doesn't give a damn about staying within the lines or not or meeting the other part of the circle. So cancer will grow at its own speed. It's chaotic. They're rogue. It's disorganized. So it's not going to have a nice discrete border. C stands for color. So as opposed to a freckle being nice and round, uniform, you know, having a border, uniform in color. Cancer will have different colors to it, different shades. So with melanoma, you might have black, you might have dark brown, you might have tan, all within the same mole. If you have multiple colors in one mole, that's not a good sign. D of ABCD stands for diameter. If it's greater than 6 millimeters, a lot of doctors say if it's greater than a pencil eraser, pencil erasers are a nice guide, but they aren't 6 millimeters. A lot of pencil erasers are a little bigger, almost a centimeter. But if you don't know, and you're like, okay, this sucker just looks a little bigger than a freckle, you know, or looks like a real large freckle, don't mess with it. Let it get checked out. E, to me, is one of the most important of the ABCDEs. And is it evolving? Is it elevating? E stands for change. And so if it's evolving, well, E stands for evolving, but E basically depicts, is the sucker changing? If it's changing, it's growing. There's a process there. Your freckle stays there for life. It's your freckle. But if you have a skin lesion that's changing, that's an issue. And then F stands for fast. Did this sucker pop up? You're like, I don't remember that. Did it change quickly? So F is fast. Again, kind of, you know, carrying on, you know, the E thing. And so any skin lesion that prompts suspicion, get this checked out. Now, I have patients calling telemedicine saying, what do you think about this spot? And you can't see it through the camera. I mean, because you're not right there. I can't bring up a magnifying glass. They try and take a picture of it. And the pictures help. But they're like, what do you think? I'm like, well, get it checked out. You know, if it's new, if you think it's growing, you got to get it checked out. They're like, yeah, but I don't want to go to a doctor. I don't want the doctor thinking that, oh, I overreacted. Okay, no. Okay, it's so funny how people don't go to the doctor because they are so afraid of being called a hypochondriac. Doctors don't do that. We rarely call somebody a hypochondriac. I don't think I have ever had a hypochondriac because every one of my patients that was worried about something ended up having something. They weren't wrong. Remember I told you that woman walked in saying her friend read her palm and said she had a tumor either on her ovary or on her colon? And she was right. She had a tumor on her ovary. No lie. So, I fail to see a lot of them. They're out there, but not to the degree where if you have a mole or a skin lesion that you're worried about, you need to trust your instinct. You do. You know more about your body than anybody else. And especially since you don't really have a medical provider that sees you every day of your life, and many of you, you never even see the same medical provider, use the ABCDEF with squamous cell carcinomas or basal cell carcinomas. Still, it could have a different border, it could have different colors, it could evolve, it could grow, it could pop up fast. When you scratch it, it could bleed. You're like, this spot keeps bleeding, and it doesn't go away. That could be a sign of skin cancer. And skin cancer is pretty common, so don't dig around with it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.